Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Liz Peek. She writes a column for The Hill, columnist for Fox News, much on Fox Business. She also writes for The New York Sun. Clean investments. This isn't John speaking. This is The Wall Street Journal. This year has been almost universally bad for clean investments, and the two worst performers still in the S&P 500 are solar companies. However, we can extend this generality to all of green. I mention that because it's not just about the U.S., it's having trouble. Right now, Rishi Sunak in the UK has said, oh, by the way, never mind the mandate to go to all EVs by such and such a date. I'm lifting. You can buy a gasoline-burning car or a diesel-burning car into the future. Immediately, EV sales in the UK plunged 17% in a month. Here, the EV lots are full. You can have one. In fact, I was just on the Tesla site, the best of all the EVs. And it has a little category saying, when can you pick it up? They said, immediately, December 23. And that's for the best of them. And so what we're looking at is the public voting with its feet, and it's not showing up. Liz, the Biden administration, ignoring the Tesla site, you can have one immediately, and what that means, is now proposing EPA regulations that require the car companies who manufacture gasoline-burning companies to raise their prices in order to pay for the subsidizing that they have to do for the EV. Now, that's the Biden administration out of step, you'd say, with the UK. Do you think that'll hold up, Liz? Or are we wandering into this world of COP28 where it's really important what your aspirations are, not what the results are?
Yeah, I mean, it's really the era of wishful thinking when it comes to green energy, because it isn't just the EV mandates that are not turning out to be successful. Americans just really like their gas-powered cars. They're skeptical of the driving range available with these EVs. They're skeptical that the whole thing kind of works. And by the way, there's a little skepticism about the actual climate improvement that having all these lithium battery-powered automobiles is really granting in terms of improved climate. So I think the EV market has run into kind of a brick wall, and the government's going to have, you know what's going to happen. Basically, the Chinese are flooding the entire global market with cheap EVs. Ours are also very expensive. And so that hasn't, even though we have subsidies, it's still more expensive to buy an EV than it is an internal combustion car. And the Chinese are manufacturing a lot of very good cars at cheap prices. They're flooding the European market. They will come here, almost guaranteed. And the Biden administration is going to be jacking up subsidies. I mean, they're basically going to put Detroit, big auto companies, on life support to protect our domestic EV manufacturing instead of just letting the auto companies supply what people want to buy. I mean, that's, you know, it strikes me as just completely boneheaded, but that's where we are. I think if a Republican gets elected next year, we're going to see a major reassessment of a lot of the climate initiatives, certainly the renewable energy mandates state by state, where some states really are getting themselves into trouble, John, by not having carbon or not having fossil fuel backups to wind and solar. So wind plants in particular have been failing left and right. Companies are pulling out of the U.S. market because the costs are so high. This push for green energy may be well, it meant well. People may mean well, but a lot of it is untested. A lot of it isn't doing well. And guess what? It's going to end up raising costs for consumers. You know, in the last couple of years, electricity prices in this country have gone up, I think the number is 24%. They were flat like for decades. I mean, during Trump's presidency, they actually went down. That's all because we're pushing more and more appliances, automobiles, heating your home, all this stuff into the electric grid that's not prepared for it. And, you know, fragility is a problem, reliability is a problem, and now I think also the cost is a problem. So I really hope that, you know, we do a smarter take on this. It's interesting to me that in Europe, you've had a Dutch election, German election, and the UK backed those elections being influenced by people fed up with very green policies and demanding some backtracking. In England, as you say, Rishi Sunak has backtracked on some of their policies. I don't think this is a one-off. I think across the developed world, people are just saying, hold on, this doesn't make any sense. We find ourselves vulnerable to wild changes in pricing. And by the way, you know, the biggest polluters on the planet, China and India, are not doing anything about this. I mean, so we are hobbling our economies, disenfranchising our consumers, and basically China and India have said, even on the cusp of COP28, forget it. We're going to continue to build power plants. We're going to continue to mine coal because our people want power. That's how we improve their standard of living. This is kind of basic, John, but I think leaders in the Western world have kind of lost sight of it.
You mentioned in your column that Vice President Harris, in remarks, said that climate change is the greatest existential threat to our country. The vice president might look at the arriving chief executive, Vladimir Putin, who will be visiting COP28 in the next 24 hours. I think his existential threat is more significant, Liz, than the climate change. He's got
I couldn't agree more.
He's got
nuclear weapons. Right. In Russia. And what about Iran? And I mean, you know, let's have a little bit of a thought about what happened on October 7th for the Israelis. That was their biggest existential threat. I think if they've got, you know, if they're worried about global warming, it's probably a secondary issue right now. And look, I don't mean to make light of this. People are very concerned about this. But I think realistic concern, realistic solutions have kind of gotten lost in, frankly, the opportunities because of government meddling for people to make billions of dollars following programs, supplying programs that may or may not turn out to be necessary or even positive. So, you know, I don't really trust the White House to have a very good idea. I don't trust John Podesta to be single-handedly doling out $350 billion, which is what he was given as a climate budget in his role in the White House. I think that's being spent politically and probably not very efficiently.
Elizabeth,
and that's
Peake.
Polite.
Yes, Elizabeth Peake of Fox News, of The Hill, a columnist. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.